Good evening, good evening, good evening. We are coming to you live. We are not on TikTok tonight. I'm going to see if I can figure something out once I do get home because we're out and about. We're going to do week 9 recap. And we're going to start with the Thursday night game was the Ravens at the Dolphins. Ravens at the Dolphins, Sav.
To start the week, we had Dolphins hosting the Ravens, in which the Ravens won by a score of 28-6. Both teams had over 300 yards of offense, but Dolphins couldn't get into the end zone. Lamar goes off in his first game back from injury. He got the win and obviously the player of the game. He went 18-23 for 204 yards and 4 touchdowns. And we both, picked the Dolphins to win.
The Ravens won that game. All right. Next game is the 49ers at the Giants.
Yes, we had the Giants hosting the 49ers, in which the 49ers won by a score of 34-24. The player of the game for the 49ers was Christian McCaffrey. He rushed 28 times for 106 yards and 1 touchdown. He also added 5 catches for 67 yards and a receiving touchdown. Giants player of the game was rookie QB Jackson Dart. He went 24-33 for 191 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also added 8 carries for 56 yards. Next, we had Titans.
Yep.
And which Chargers won by a score of 27-20. The Titans played a good game, but was just beat and damn near every team stat. They were 7-on-13 on third down to the Titans, 1-of-9 on third down. The Chargers picked up 21 first downs to the Titans, 10 first downs. Chargers also ran 65 total plays to the Titans' 44 plays. Chargers player of the game was Justin Herbert. He went 19-29 for 250 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. He also added 9 carries for 57 yards and a touchdown. Titans player of the game was their punt/kick returner. I know we don't give kick returners and punt returners a lot of love, but I don't know how to pronounce his name. Tamir Dyke. He had 4 kick returns for 117 yards, 29.2 average per return. He also had 3 punt returns for 98 yards, averaging 32.7 yards per return. He did score a 60-yard punt return touchdown.
Next game, we had the Vikings at the Lions.
All right, next we had the Lions hosting the Vikings, in which Vikings won by a score of 27-24. Vikings won this game by stopping Lions' run game. They only had 65 rush yards, and if anybody know the Lions, they know they got that double-headed backfield, so holding them to only 65 total rush yards is crazy. Vikings player of the game was the defensive unit, holding that high-power running attack in check, basically forcing Goff to be one-dimensional. Lions player of the game was Jared Goff. He went 25-37 for 284 yards and 2 touchdowns.
All right, next game, we have Falcons at the Patriots.
Next, we had the Patriots hosting the Falcons. It was Patriots won by a score of 24-23. Falcons had a chance to tie the game after scoring a touchdown late, but their kicker missed an extra point, and that was all she wrote. Falcons player of the game was Drake London. He had 9 catches for 118 yards and a hat trick, 3 touchdowns. Patriots player of the game was Drake May. He went 19-29 for 259 yards, 2 total touchdowns. 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. He also added 20 rush yards.
Who won that one?
The Patriots.
Patriots, okay. Then we go on to the Colts at the Steelers.
Next we had the Steelers hosting the Colts, in which the Steelers won by a score of 27-20. But don't let that final score fool you. Pittsburgh dominated this game on defense, forcing 6 turnovers. We had 3 forced fumbles and 3 interceptions. We held the best offense in check. We had to stop Jonathan Taylor, and Daniel Jones could not put the team on his back as I expected. Colts player of the game is Alec Pierce. He had 6 catches for 115 yards, and also honorable mention to Michael Pittman. He had 9 catches for 115 yards.
All right, we have the Broncos at the Texans.
Next game, we had Texans hosting Broncos, and which Broncos won by a score of 18-15. C.J. Stroud got injured this game and had to be replaced by Davis Mills. This was a defensive slugfest as both teams barely put up 260 total yards of offense. Broncos player of the game was Bo Nix. He went 18 37 for 173 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. He also added 36 yards rushing. Texans player of the game was their kicker, Kaimi Fairbairn. He went 5 of 6 on field goals, scoring all 15 of the Texans' points.
Next game is the Bears at the Bengals.
Next, we had the Bengals hosting the Bears, and with Bears won by a score of 47-42. Ooh, big fireworks in this one as both teams put up over 500 yards total offense. 576 yards for the Bears, and, well, Bengals put up close to 500. They put 495. Bengals had no run game. Bears had 300 passing yards and rushing. This went down to the wire where Caleb Williams hooked up with rookie tight end Colston Loveland for a 60-yard walk-off TD. Bears player of the game was Caleb Williams. He went 20 of 34 for 280 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also added 53 rushing yards. Honorable mention the rookie running back Kyle Manungai. He rushed 26 times for 176 yards. Bengals player of the game was T. Higgins. He had 7 catches, 121 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Joe Flacco. He went 31 of 47 for 470 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions.
Bengals won that game?
No.
Bears won. All right. Next game is Panthers at the Packers.
Next, we got the Packers hosting the Panthers, in which the Panthers won by a score of 16-13. This was obviously a big upset for the Panthers. Panthers player of the game was Rico Dowdle. He rushed 25 times for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns. Packers player of the game was Josh Jacobs. 17 carries, 87 yards, 1 touchdown. He also added 13 receiving yards.
Panthers beat the Packers?
Yeah.
All right, so we both lost that one. Saints at the Rams, the 4 o'clock game, first 4 o'clock game.
Next game, we had the Rams hosting the Saints, in which Rams dominated by a score of 34-10. Rams' best player was Matt Stafford. He went 24-32 for 281 yards, 4 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Kyron Williams. He had 25 carries, 114 yards, 1 touchdown. Honorable mention to Devontae Adams also. He had 5 catches for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns.
All right, next 4 o'clock game was Jaguars at the Raiders.
Next, we had the Raiders. Next, we had the Raiders hosting the Jaguars, in which Jaguars won this game by a score of 30-29 in overtime. Jaguars dominated time of possession 43 minutes to Raiders 27 minutes. Fun fact, both teams both picked up 26 first downs apiece. Jags player of the game was Trevor Lawrence. He went 23 of 34 for 220 yards and 0 touchdowns, but he did add 2 rushing scores. Raiders player of the game was Brock Bowers. 12 catches for 127 yards, 3 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Geno Smith. He went 29 of 39 for 284 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception.
All right, last 4 o'clock game was the Chiefs at the Bills.
Next, we had the Bills hosting the Chiefs, in which Bills won by a score of 28-21. Bills led wire to wire. Bills player of the game, Josh Allen. He went 23 of 26 for 273 yards, 1 touchdown. He also rushed for 19 yards and 2 more touchdowns.
And we have the Sunday night game was the Seahawks at the Commanders.
There's a lot I can say about this game, but I'm just going to say that the Commanders should just wrap up their season. But anyway, I want to say we lost this. I didn't even write the score for this game because I ain't even write nothing for this game because I was so pissed off about it. But anyway, I know the Seahawks won. They dominated. They was beating us 28-0 in like the first half, so I cut the game off. But I heard that Jaden Daniels got injured in the game. For whatever reason, he was still in the game fourth quarter, down 34-14, and he ended up dislocating his elbow. So they said he'd be out for like 5 games, but I'm just saying they might as well hold him out for the rest of the season, because why bring him back after these next 5 games? Because it's already week 9, it'll only be 4 more weeks left, unless we really fighting for a chance in the playoffs, but I don't think we is, because we're sitting at 3-6 right now. That's just not good. But anyway, yeah, Seahawks dominate this game, and Commanders, the injury woes just keep on killing them.
Well, I felt the same way you felt for my Monday night game with the Cardinals at the Cowboys.
Next, we had Cowboys hosting the Cardinals, and which Cardinals won by a score of 27-17. The big deciding factor in this game was Cardinals winning the turnover battle. They forced Cowboys into 3 turnovers, but didn't have a turnover of their own. The Cardinals player of the game was Jacoby Brissett. He went 21-31 for 261 yards, 2 touchdowns. Cowboys player of the game was Dak Prescott. He went 24-39 for 230 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception.
And we had 4 teams on the bye, which were the Eagles, the Bucks, the Browns, and the Jets. All right, that's the recap. Now we're going to go into the questions for Sav. Since he's been doing the stats for all the games, I'm just going to do the questions here. And also wanted to make point, he touched base on CJ Stroud. He has been ruled out for Sunday's game with a concussion protocol. Question number one, which NFL team plays in a stadium nicknamed the Death Star?
What? The Death Star?
Death Star.
I don't know.
It's a new stadium, I get you that.
I don't know what it is. I'm not even going to guess.
The Raiders.
I never heard of that one. Oh, okay. That's the only done
right there. All right. What five-time MVP was the number one overall selection in 98 NFL draft?
That got to be Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. All right. Let me see. You didn't get that one right, the first one. Which legendary Arizona Cardinals player leads the franchise in receiving yards with 17,492 total?
That got to be Larry Fitzgerald.
Correct. Which New York Giants wide receiver made the infamous helmet catch in Super Bowl? What is that? 17?
No, that was not Super Bowl 17.
What is that? 42?
No, that was like 30s. No, that was, yeah, 40-something.
42.
Yeah.
Because that's a minus 10, and that's 50. And then 2. Okay, 42.
What I was about to say. What, he pulled off again? What the hell? Where you going at?
I don't know. Oh, my light turned off. Do you know the answer to that one?
No.
Okay, David Tyree.
I did know the answer to that, but
okay.
That just threw me off now. A lot of people don't know the answer. He wore number 85. That just goes to show you I know who that was.
Oh, okay. Which legendary running back has the... Oh, that one turned on. Let me see. Thank you. Which legendary running back... Sorry, guys. We're in the car while we're recording this time. Has the Man of the Year award named after him? Man of the Year award named after
Walter
him.
Payton.
All right. Next one. Who was the first NFL quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards?
The what? First NFL quarterback to throw for 4,000?
Uh-huh.
Was it Joe Montana?
Mm-mm. Close.
Steve Young?
Mm-mm. I said he was close.
Who the fuck was it? Troy Aikman?
Joe Namath.
No, that was no damn close. Joe Namath played all.
You said Joe Montana. I said you're close.
I know. That's still close enough. I ain't know. Joe Namath played all the way back, like when NFL first started.
Who is the last team to have a winless regular season?
That would be the Lions.
Mm-mm.
Winless?
Winless, yeah.
Somebody went 0-4 after 2008.
Mm-hmm. Said the Cleveland Browns.
They did do it that year with Deshaun Kaiser, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who was the first black starting quarterback to win a Super Bowl?
Doug Williams.
All right. And I looked up stats for this.
That's Washington.
It was 1988, the 22nd Super Bowl with the Redskins versus the Broncos, and he was named the game MVP. I looked up stats for that. Remember last week I didn't have all my stats. Who won the first two Super Bowls? Which team?
The Baltimore Colts. No, Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers, yep. Which team played in four straight Super Bowls and lost all four?
It's Buffalo Bills.
Of course.
In the 90s.
And
I could even tell you the year they did that. In the 90s.
What NFL stadium...
And they lost to all NFC East teams. I can even tell you that.
Wow. What NFL stadium nicknamed the Frozen Tundra is the oldest in the league?
Tundra. I heard that before. I just don't know who the fuck that is associated with.
Lambeau Field.
Uh-huh.
All right, true or false? The team with the most Super Bowls are Detroit Lions.
That's the bullshit. You know that's false.
That was a... You should know this one. Who holds the single-season Russian TDs record with 28?
That's a Daniel Jones.
There you go. What two players hold the NFL single-season sack record with 22.5 sacks?
T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan.
All right. All right, now we're going on to Week 10's games. And let me get so I can write yours down. Thursday night, we have Vegas at Denver.
I'm taking Denver.
I took Denver as well. Sunday morning, we have Atlanta and Indianapolis Colts.
That's good. I'm going to take Atlanta.
All right. 1 o'clock games, New York Giants at Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh, I took Chicago, too. Buffalo and Miami.
Buffalo.
I took Buffalo as well. Baltimore at Minnesota.
Baltimore going in that game.
I'll put the Vikings on that one. Cleveland at New York Jets.
Dang, a bad old trade for real. Cleveland.
I chose Cleveland too. New England and Tampa Bay.
That's a good one. New England, Tampa Bay. Who on?
Tampa Bay.
I'm gonna take Tampa Bay.
I did too. New Orleans and Carolina.
Carolina.
All right, Jacksonville and Houston.
If CJ Stroud ain't playing, I guess I might take Jacksonville.
All right, I took Jacksonville too. 4 o'clock games, Arizona at Seattle.
Seattle.
Los Angeles Rams and San Francisco 49ers.
Rams.
I took the 49ers. Detroit and Washington. Of course, you chose Washington. I chose Detroit.
No, I'm taking Detroit.
Oh, you don't want your team this week?
No. I thought I'm
Oh, you want them to tank out. Okay, so he took Detroit as well. 8 o'clock Sunday night game. Pittsburgh at the Chargers.
No, you know I'm taking that. Pittsburgh.
I took Pittsburgh, too. Monday night game was Philly at Green Bay. You want Green Bay? Green Bay's home.
I don't know. They ain't looked at it. They struggled against the Panthers and lost. Like,
who, Green Bay?
Yeah, and they got a bad loss against the Browns this year, too. I don't know. Give me the other team.
Philly? All right. And the bye this week is the Bengals, the Cowboys, the Titans, and the Chiefs. That will be the end of our show this week. I'm going to see if I can get this recording at least on TikTok. I'm not sure if it will upload. I'll try to figure something out. If not, I'll try to put it on Instagram or maybe both. But we'll be back next Wednesday, guys. Thank you for listening. Please share, like, review. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sin out.
Save out.